Zoom says it pulled events to commemorate the Tiananmen crackdown on its platform after the government notified the company about them. Authorities are said to have demanded they terminate the meetings and linked accounts. The California-based firm says it complied because it's currently unable to remove specific participants from meetings or block users from particular countries. Zoom argues that it must comply with, quote, applicable laws where we operate. But the move has raised alarm over free speech on a service that's seen its popularity soar as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. It says it's now working on developing the ability to remove participants based on geography. Patrick Falk, Beijing.